Instead of the usual minimum gate charge of $3, the fans will now fork out a modest $1 to watch matches in the richest football tournament in the country. Mbada Diamonds Corporate Services Manager George Manyaya says there is no need for the fans to pay $3 since his company is paying for all the expenses for the clubs.
It's a plea that we put to PSL and the clubs that since we're catering for everything, transport, accommodation, everything, can they now make this game for one single fan to enter $1 for the whole of Mbada Cup? I think that would be good for the fans to see their favorite teams around the country.
The costs being covered by Mbada include match appearance fees for the players, transport and accommodation for all the 16 clubs who are taking part in the competition. The 18 players picked by the coach are each paid $100 appearance fees by the Diamond firm. Mbada Diamonds have forked out 1 million as sponsorship for the tournament, with the winners taking home 130,000 and an additional 100,000 for participation in the CAF Confederation Cup. Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Officer Kenneth Ndebele says fans should expect the highest standards of football as the tournament is coming at the peak of the season.
This tournament that is starting at the peak of our season, and it's a tournament that enables the club to qualify to play in CAF Confederation Cup.
Most of the clubs are eager to win the tournament and represent Zimbabwe in the CAF Confederation Cup. Bank ABC Super 8 finalist Shabani Mine said the trophy is moving out of Harare. Coach Luke Masomere shares with us his views.
We'll try to play some good football. We'll have to go all through all the way to the finals.
Harare City coach Big Boy Mawiwi says the trophy is theirs for the taking.
Naturally, we want to progress into the next round, but we, with all due respect, Monom Tapa, it's a very tough side. They are playing very well, despite the position that they are on the map.
Dynamos are the defending Mbada champions and also won the competition in 2011. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.